Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You got audio?
Yeah. No, I don't have audio.
Oh, so get back to me.
But I have a description that before the AFC Championship game, before the AFC Championship game, you were talking on the air about, I'm getting a special TV for the hospital room because my wife is pregnant.
I said it afterwards. It,
no, no, before.
I didn't know I was getting it before.
Before.
I didn't know that.
That's what I'm being told.
What happened was, when little Anthony was born, my wife's then in a room by herself, right? The baby, everything's healthy and all good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have that little, like, 9-inch TV in the hospital room. So I gave my credit card to my brother-in-law. I said, Brett, do me a favor. Run out to Best Buy, go get the biggest Samsung TV they have, and bring it back. I then went out, and I bought 5 pizzas and a couple dozen Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I bribed the nursing staff to allow him to bring the TV into the hospital.
I understand that. But I am talking to a...
We then hooked the TV up and we watched the AFC Championship game.
I am discussing this with one who claims to be a Boomer and Carton historian.
Go ahead.
Who says days before that, you were talking preemptively about the potential of, hey, Anthony being born needing a TV. So seems like you're full of crap.
Again,
it has to hurt you with the pulse of the people.
I don't see how anything hurts you with the pulse of the people.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're full of crap.
You have audio?
I will work on that for you.
Give me audio of that. All right? Get me audio from something that happened or allegedly happened 11 years ago.
Do you think the tapes were destroyed?
No, I think the tapes exist, actually.
Oh, okay. Then I'll get
it. I think the tapes absolutely exist. I don't think you could find them.
I bet you.
Because I don't believe I ever said that. That's all. That's all.
Game on, bitches.
Game on is right, my friend. Game on. This whole weekend is weird to me. I'm really bothered by it the more I think about this weekend.
What aspect of it?
First off, tonight, can't watch the Yankee game. Because it's on Apple
TV Plus.
So that's just a pain in my ass, right? So I don't like that.
Mets start at 10. Does that bother you or no?
Yeah, the Mets, whenever either team's on the West Coast, it's not a Met issue.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me because I'm not watching a West Coast game.
What's wrong
not.
With the Rangers? Got an issue with them?
No, no.
The fact you're realizing they're going to lose tonight, is that the problem?
The Rangers, I'm thrilled about. I can't wait to watch the Ranger game tonight. Then on Sunday, after not being able to watch tonight's Yankee game, I'm not watching Sunday's Yankee game because it's 11:30 in the morning.
You know what's funny? You won't watch Saturday's Yankee game because it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a gorgeous Saturday.
Yeah.
There's no shot you're watching that.
So this might be the first weekend this year where I really don't watch the New York Yankees or the New York Mets play a lot of baseball.
Well, that's on you, bro.
Now, I'll be aware of what happened. I'm sure I'll see all the highlights. But if it's a nice weekend, I'm not sitting inside at 11:30 at Saturday morning watching a Yankee game. I refuse to do that. I want to be outside playing with my chickens.
You wouldn't watch that game at 1 o'clock anyway.
On a Saturday?
On a Saturday or Sunday.
Less likely, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You're not watching the Yankees on the weekend anyway.
4 o'clock games on Fox, I'm in. I watch them.
You got that with the Mets, 4 o'clock against the Dodgers Sunday.
So that I'll watch.
And the Rangers play at 3 o'clock on Sunday. What are you going to do about that?
Well, then I'm not going to watch the Met game.
Yeah, but you're not going to watch the Ranger game.
I'm going to watch the Ranger game.
3 o'clock in the afternoon?
No, I told you, I love playoff hockey. I would tell you, for a guy that doesn't watch a single regular season hockey game, unless I get dragged to a game in person, which had happened with you earlier this year for the Islander game, excuse me, I can't get enough playoff hockey. Like, I love playoff hockey. You give me a one-goal hockey game in the playoffs, 5 minutes to go, Love it.
So you're not going to get that tonight because the Lightning is going to blow out the Rangers.
Here we go. I mean, you can't help yourself.
What? I'm just calling it like it is.
There's no basis for that.
What do you mean? There's no basis
for a blowout?
No basis. Oh, there's a basis.
No, there's not.
The Tampa Bay Lightning have won 17 consecutive postseason games.
So pick them to win,
games.
But not blowout.
Why?
Because there's no basis
if
for it.
If they are truly this dynastic championship caliber team,
yeah.
They're going to come out tonight at Madison Square Garden
yeah.
and send a message. Now, maybe we're all wrong about them. Maybe the Lightning are a bunch of frauds.
No,
maybe
no.
the Islanders
they've
took
back
everything
to back
out of them last year in that yeah. seven-game dogfight
no,
before
didn't.
They had a romp of a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not the same team anymore. I don't know.
No, no.
But if they are the same team, they respond in a big way tonight.
Listen,
period.
I think it's going to be a much closer game,
okay.
obviously. There's not going to be a blowout.
Why? There was a blowout in game one.
But for you to predict a blowout against the Rangers, the way Gaburshkin is playing goalie right now.
Who's that?
Izgurshkin.
God bless you.
How do you say is
Shugurskin.
Shugurskin.
You're getting closer.
Shugurskin. Whatever. However you say
just
it.
Just call him Igor.
I don't, that's not fair. Igor. Ours is better. That was a good chant at the Garden.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all in on that. I can't wait. Yo, go to spend some time with Bieber first. And then I'm going to be all over the Ranger.
You're doing
game.
What?
I told you that. I got to catch up with an old friend before his show tonight.
You're going to spend time with him?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you getting tips on how to
Well, he's a big hockey fan, as you know.
Right.
So we'll probably watch the first period together. Then I'll skedaddle. And I'll watch the rest at a local bar.
So will you ever watch Bieber get on stage tonight?
No, no.
So you're just going to say hello.
Going to say hey to an old friend.
Then you're leaving.
Then I leave. Yep. Yeah.
Will you listen to the Rangers in the car?
Well, Sam Rosen's doing the game, so yes, I will.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, I don't know who the normal play-by-play guy is for them on radio, but that's offensive.
How does that work? Who is the normal radio guy?
Whoever it is, he's out.
I think it's Kenny Albert.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, because Kenny's doing the TV.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right, so it's not offensive.
Yeah, but that screws LaGreca, because he usually fills in and does the game.
That is correct.
So he got screwed. Yeah, how does he feel?
He's doing pre and post.
Yeah, but he's got to be...
An intermission.
He got minimized by Sam Rosen.
I don't consider that being minimized.
He fills in.
Yeah, but it's Sam Rosen, dude.
No,
he's the voice
of
the Rangers.
Okay, you're just changing subjects now.
No, I'm not.
You just said I'd feel bad
for
the guy who does the games. I'm telling you that if Sam Rosen didn't come down from his high horse, and I love Sam. I genuinely do. I think he's great.
Yeah, yeah.
He would be doing the games. Don would be doing the games, so he's getting screwed.
No, Don's
so now you
not
don't feel
getting
bad.
Screwed.
Of course he is. He's the fill-in guy for Kenny.
Thus not getting screwed.
When Kenny
he's not the main guy.
But he's the main guy to fill in for Kenny.
Not all the time. God. Sam does some games too now and then.
BS. Does he? On the radio?
If you're LaGreca, you're pissed?
I would be.
Because you don't get to do an Eastern Conference final game?
When you would, if Sam was still doing MSG, wouldn't you?
If Sam were doing TV, then
if Sam wasn't available to come down and do radio, he'd be doing it. So I feel bad for him.
Unless it's in your contract that you're aware of that.
Did you have a problem with what Gary Cohen did in 2006?
What did Gary Cohen do?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Really? Well, in 2006, SNY started. So Gary obviously signed the deal to do TV. He's been there ever since. He's fantastic.
Yep.
That also means you don't do the playoffs.
You do not do a single playoff game on TV. That
is
correct.
So the Mets, as you may remember, in 2006, finished with the best record in the National League, won the division.
Yeah.
I don't know whose idea it was. I'm not sure if it was the fans' idea, if it was Gary's idea.
Yeah.
But they wanted him to come back. So he would call select innings of playoff games, effectively bouncing, not Howie, but I think, was it Wayne Hagen at the time?
I think Hagen came after 07, I think.
All right, so
or came 07.
He bounced somebody. And happened to call the Endy Chavez inning. So the Endy Chavez catch, and it's a great
call. Well, let me ask you a question.
Gary did an amazing
job. I'm sure he did. He's a great broadcaster.
Yeah.
Did he replace the regular full-time announcer?
Yeah.
For a few minutes. That's effed up.
Now, but I don't know.
That's not right.
But here's what I don't know.
I agree with you if that's your point.
Here's what I don't know. Was it Gary doing it, or was it our radio station doing it? Like, did Chernoff say... And maybe he did. Look, Gary's the best. I want him back. He is the best. Gary Cohen, for my money, is one of the great radio play-by-play guys of all time.
Who did he replace?
It wasn't Hagen? I don't know. Who was along with Howie?
The only reason I think Hagen started in 7 was when we came on in 7, that was the origin of Jerry Recco being called Jerry Rello. Because Wayne didn't know who to throw it to.
But why would...
And Howie Rose wrote down on a piece of paper, Recco.
Right.
But the C's looked like L's.
Right, right.
So Wayne Hagen, who was new, although we were new also, to be fair, saw the name and thought it said Rello, not Recco.
Yeah, but why would that mean... Why would that mean he started in 07?
I'm
he
assuming
he started in 06 and didn't know who Jerry was because he was doing overnight.
Also possible. That's true. It's possible. I don't know.
I'm not sure who he replaced, but Gary sat in for a few innings. And I know as a fan, I loved it because I thought Gary and Howie were the best. I mean, it's
amazing. So he didn't replace Howie, is what you're saying?
No, he did. All I
what
know.
What do you got? Big Mac's got it.
Yeah, Ack came and told us Tom McCarthy was
doing it. That was it.
He went to Philly, McCarthy, right?
Now he's doing Philly.
100% yeah. Tom McCarthy was doing it. So ooh.
Wow, that's not right.
But who do you blame?
Only because McCarthy, if he got the gig to be the full-time head announcer, which he replaced Gary, and then someone goes up to him and says, look, we think you're great, but you're not doing the playoffs, I would be livid. That's not right.
That's what happened.
So I guess in theory that is happening to LaGreca.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. To a lesser extent, because he's not the normal... Everyday right. guy.
Yeah, to a lesser extent. But yeah.
And he can't bitch about it because you're not going to bitch about Sam Rosen publicly.
And here's the other thing.
Right?
The fans love Sam Rosen. The fans loved Gary Cohen. Like,
yeah.
Gary had a great call of the Andy Chavez play. No one could deny it. So at the end of the day, as consumers, we're ending up with great material.
Yeah.
Sam Rosen screaming, that's a power play goal, is classic. I'll be the first to admit it.
Of course.
So who's really going to bitch about it?
Nobody.
Other than the poor guy getting over.
The guy that gets screwed and you can't bitch about it. Because the fans don't want to hear you
right.
in connection to that.
Right.
That's crazy.
So now you've come around?
I don't even know what the come around to what is.
No, the fact that Rosen doing it on radio screws LaGreca.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I guess it does.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess it does.
Do you think Tom McCarthy's still bitter about it to this
yes,
day?
Yes, 100%. 100%.
You think so?
Has to be. How could you not be? Wouldn't you be? You professional pride.
Yeah.
You got the job. It's your job. You did 162 games, and then they come to you and say, you're not doing the postseason?
I'm trying to think of something comparable
like,
where I would say I
I'll give
it.
You one.
Oh, I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Go ahead.
And I think you'd gladly step aside.
Step aside from what?
Step aside for Joe, obviously. When the Jets win the Super Bowl,
yeah.
you take that day off.
No, that's not happening.
Is that not the same?
That's not happening. I can't hear you, Big Mac. I don't know if you're trying to talk to me or not, but I
yeah,
couldn't
no,
hear you.
Yeah, no, I am, but, you know.
Doesn't work.
No, it's fine. Today it doesn't work.
It
yes,
doesn't
the,
work.
The other day, we established it
I'm
did
sure
work, so I got yelled at for not.
But it
no, I'm pushing
work.
The right button.
What did you want to say?
I was saying it's similar to a piece of audio we were talking about playing about X people. Like, you know, Gary Cohen was the former broadcaster.
Right.
They want to go back and get the piece of audio today that we went over.
That Hall was pass. On, I don't remember.
Hall pass.
Hall pass. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not even connected to this loosely.
How is this yeah, connected?
It's not even close. No.
Yes,
not
it
even
is.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not even close.
I thought it was an opportunity to play.
No.
Yeah, why not?
No, we're
going to
play,
it's
but
like
it's
looking,
not even close.
No. It's like, oh, who do you want? Oh, I want the X, the guy who just
no,
left who was better than
you.
No,
it's not even close.
Oh, yes, it is. That connection I just
saying.
Said right there is close.
So there's a guy outside Yankee Stadium yesterday.
How is that close?
I'm going to tell you exactly what the story is.
Yeah, go
and
ahead.
Then the listeners can decide for themselves, okay?
Yes.
So there's a guy outside doing like a TikTok video outside Yankee Stadium yesterday. And he's going up to... men and women who look like they're together, couples that are walking towards Yankee Stadium, okay?
Right.
And he has a question for them. And the question to the man and the woman is, if I could guarantee you that the New York Yankees win the World Series, but for that to happen, mm-hmm. you'd have to each give each other a sexual hall pass.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Number one, would you do it? Number two... who would you sleep with?
Huh.
Okay?
That's a great question.
So I'm guaranteeing, to put it in Evan's world, I'm giving you the New York Mets win a World Series.
Yeah.
But your wife sleeps with somebody else, one time only. Okay?
Boy.
And you do as well.
Yeah.
So the question then became, who would you sleep with?
Right.
Here's how it played out.
If the Yankees were going to win a World Series, but you had to give each other a hall pass, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you
have to hesitate? Who does she have
to have? You can pick anyone who you want. Who would you pick?
Anyone.
What? You.
Oh. All right, Canada there. So she says...
my ex-boyfriend?
The whole pass I would want is my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
So Big Mac now thinks that Yankee championship, guaranteed hall pass, bop, 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 her saying I'd have sex with my ex-boyfriend is akin to this conversation.
How is it akin to this?
All right, it's about baseball. It's about if the Mets were going to the Mets are going to win the division. It is about baseball. The question's about baseball.
Oh,
about the Yankees winning a championship.
Come on.
If the Mets were going to win the division and get into the postseason, that's great, but you can only have one broadcaster do the game. Who would you rather have? Oh, the ex guy who left.
That's how you bring it together. First of all, the audio clip is hilarious, and there's a lot to digest from that. But that has nothing to do with Gary Cohen, Sam Rosen stepping on other people's toes.
Gary Cohen left. He was the former broadcaster. Yeah. He's the ex-boyfriend.
Come on.
No, I
oh,
get,
come on. Don't I tell get, me there's no connection. You're I just get, being mean.
I get the attempt.
You're just trying to make me
but
look
I'm
foolish.
I'm sorry. You look foolish on
no,
your own.
No, definitely not. There is a connection about if I
there's
could have anyone,
no
I want the ex. That's how he would feel. He, you know, Tom
that
McCarthy felt like the boyfriend. I'm with you. I'm taking you to the game. And who do you want? Oh, you want your ex-boyfriend back.
Yeah.
It's there's a connection.
There's
stop
no
that
connection.
There's not. You're making fools of yourselves. You don't like it? Fine. Don't tell me there's no connection.
Big Mac's going to spend an hour on this tonight.
There's no
because
it's annoying me now.
Yeah.
Now it's annoying
Can
me.
Can you believe those stupid
what? It makes no sense.
There's
of course
no
it
connection.
Does. Yes, there is. Stop
the
it
The one was... I'm letting you sleep with someone else
right.
for a championship.
Right, so it has the wrinkle of the sex in it, so it's not one for one.
I'm sorry.
But it's similar.
I love you, and I want to back you.
I'll
I just can't. You make it very hard to support you.
Like, I'm glad that we played
we're
that
talking
audio
about how
it's
Tom McCarthy must have felt.
No,
he's like the boyfriend
bro.
Where they want the ex back. That's not a...
But there was no guarantee of winning involved. There was
they
just...
got to the division, the
no,
postseason.
No. There was if the question to the
oh,
woman
please.
Was... From this point forward, you could only make love to one man. Who would it be? And she goes, I'm going to the ex-boyfriend because he's a great lover. It's how that thing ends.
Mm-hmm.
That's closer.
It's
this
not,
isn't even
it's
close.
It's not even
oh,
close,
you guys
dude.
Are nuts. Okay. You're right. We had this piece
Sorry.
Of audio we wanted to use all day. I tried in your headset
on,
to tell
on,
you
on,
this
on.
Could lead to it.
Big Mac,
and
Big Mac.
I'm,
Big Mac.
I'm mistaken.
If
okay.
your point is, I just want to shoehorn in that audio because
it's not
it was so
shoehorning.
Funny.
It was an opportunity to bring it up.
I respect that because it was very funny audio. But don't try to say it was anywhere near the conversation.
Here's the other problem I was just told. Apparently there's a curse in it.
Yeah.
So he dumped the audio.
Yes.
So people listening still haven't heard it.
I didn't. I'll edit it now.
Bro.
I didn't notice it when I first heard it. It's a very subtle. I heard it listening to it now.
So people didn't even hear the audio?
So now I got to tell you what took place because I'm hearing people saying I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I know.
Hall pass to guarantee a championship. The girl says, okay, who'd the hall pass be? In front of her boyfriend, she says, my ex-boyfriend. That's it. That's the story.
Which is a horrible answer.
Horrible answer.
My ex-boyfriend?
Yes, that is a bad answer.
They probably could hook up on a moment's notice. That's not exactly saying Aaron Judge.
That ruins your day right
oh,
there
dumping,
if you're the guy.
I'm dumping her.
Because the guy turns around and goes, baby, it would still be you. Oh. She very quickly said, my ex-boyfriend, good lover.
Craig, you're dumping her immediately.
I think after the game you are, yeah.
After the game?
Well, she got you the tickets for
In
the
that
game.
Moment, I'm like, what the yeah. Why don't you go ask your ex-boyfriend? I'm out.
Yeah, and then when she goes, okay, no problem.
Well, we're good. Saves the drama of what would have happened in 4 months anyway.
But I appreciate you shoehorning
no,
the
No, it's nothing like
show.
Tom McCarthy saying, why don't you ask Gary Cohen to make the broadcast?
Well, Tom right. didn't do that, though.
Yeah,
Tom had to be pissed. Had
yeah.
to be.
The same kind of pissed.
It's not
Clay,
that boyfriend.
Tommy,
it's the same, Evan. I'm going to get so mad at you.
Call Mark up.
Yeah. I'm so mad at you.
No, I'm right. I'm right.
Okay. If you want to be right,
it's obviously
tell
not one
right.
for one the exact same thing.
It's not even close.
Yes. Oh, it's close.
I'm sorry.
I
wish
you
was. I want you to be right.
I am right.
Okay?
Get
I
out
really
of the way
do.
Of me being right. You're the only impediment of me being right.
By
is
the way,
you saying I'm not.
If you're watching on SNY, you heard the entire audio with the curse.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's what I just got told. Yeah.
I didn't
That's
even
right.
know there was
it's
a
cable.
Curse.
It's okay.
Did you?
It's,
I didn't
it's
even
on,
hear a curse.
I neither did I hear it at first. Listen to it. It's under his breath off mic.
Yeah, it's not very clear, but it
I
there.
Didn't even pick up on
it's
it. That's
even
my
questionable,
fault.
But I think it's there.
It is there.
It's not that bad a word. It's the S word.
Yes.
It's not that bad.
No big deal.
Yeah, it's all good, though. Daniel McCartan wants to know why she wasn't invited to the comedy show.
See? You're creating enemies now, Craig.
Buy a ticket. You can go.
Buy a ticket.
There you go. Oh, I got my first response.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
So Craig sent a text message to Boomer, Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, Greg Giannotti, Brandon Tierney, and Keith McPherson.
Yep.
Saying, hey, we're doing a comedy show in a few weeks. If you'd like to attend, let me know.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
My guess is the first response came from Keith McPherson.
And you think he said in or out?
I think he said, I'm definitely in.
You are wrong, sir.
About which aspect?
It was not Keith McPherson.
It was not Keith.
All but right. The person that responded is in, coming to the show.
I'm going to guess it's Brandon Tierney.
No, sir.
It's not BT.
Nope.
I'm going down the list. I'm going to guess it's Al Dukes.
No, sir.
Jerry Recco.
My man, Pots and
there
Pans.
There it is.
There you go. Jerry Recco will be in attendance as the winner of the Pulse of the People last year. He'll be presenting the thumb to this year's winner.
Did Jerry offer an apology for his delay in responding to you?
He doesn't owe me one now because he's the first to get back to me. Huh. So he's clean.
And he's the one who made the message green because, you know.
That's right. He's got a Samsung.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. All is good. Once again, my guy, Jerry Recco, is in. Lenny is in Plainview on the Fan. Lenny, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Greg?
Doing good, kiddo. What's up?
I just had a little beef to pick with Robert. I'm calling this 17-0 stat in playoffs. He should know better that stats means absolutely nothing in playoffs.
He doesn't want to know.
You know what means something?
I can throw stats at Robert just as well as he just did.
All right, then let's not do stats. Let's not do stats.
And Celtics yesterday.
No, hold on.
Over 20
I'm going to respond.
In the first game.
I respect that you don't want to use stats. You're right. Who cares about what the Lightning did last year, even earlier this year?
What happened to Florida Panthers, number one team president?
The Panthers were a bunch of frauds. The Panthers sucked. Hey, let's use facts then. The Lightning are better than you. And you know that. You had a great game one, and I respect that. Chris Kreider, tremendous. Panarin finally showed up. The goalie's been fantastic. How about Filippito? I mean, the guy sucked the entire regular season. Now he's Mr. Postseason. I respect all of that. But the Lightning are better than you.
He's been injured a bunch of times. He's been injured.
He also wasn't that good.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Lenny, you have a very sexy accent. Is it Russian?
How did you know that?
I knew it.
I can even do Borat for you. I like you, Greg. Very nice.
Very nice. Oh, he's Kazakhstan.
Sexy time.
Oh, sexy time. He's Kazakhstani. I love it.
Listen, I can do it all day long.
Well, guess what you're also going to do all day long? Going to get your ass kicked by a better hockey team. Too bad.
I love you, but you can't throw out the stats like that.
All right, I'm not throwing out the stats anymore.
All right, good job, Lenny.
Forget the stats. They're a better team than you. They're going to bounce back.
Sexy time.
Vasilevsky's not going to play as badly as he did in game one.
You know who does a good Boris?
What?
Borat as well?
What?
Chris Sims.
Does he?
Yeah. Yep. He does a good Borat. Sexy time. By the way, I have to, we're very honest in this show, I think always. We're transparent.
These Ranger fans just driving me nuts.
Yeah, because you're driving them crazy on purpose. You're pushing their buttons.
Oh.
Yes. It's okay, though, but that's what you're doing.
All right.
The far majority, not 100%, I don't want to blow his head up, but the majority of instant reaction tweets is in favor of Big Mac's take, not ours.
Nah, but here's why. The only reason they're siding with Big Mac is because the audio was hilarious, and they probably thought, I'm so glad I heard that. We may not have heard that if Big Mac didn't shoehorn it in. So I think there's a little bias in their picking. No.
Can I tell you what's
happening? It's not 100% because I do have a lot of people now also saying that you're a potato head.
Oh, that may be true. I can't speak to
that. Yes.
I don't feel like a potato head.
The guys that eat Callahan's think you're a potato head.
That's possible.
What
happened is you guys got caught. That's what happened. I stuck my neck out and I said something, and you were desperate to shoot me down.
No, you were
and
desperate
halfway
to
through
play
the argument.
The audio when I couldn't play
desperate.
It whenever I wanted to.
It wasn't desperation, it fit. It loosely fit, but it fit. And I tried to explain that to you off air in your headset, but yet again, your headset
does not work.
I guess it's Fridays. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It doesn't work.
It doesn't
Tuesdays
work.
And Thursdays, it does. But it doesn't today. And I tried to ease us into it, an opportunity to play the audio that we went thought was also funny.
It is funny.
That we wanted to play, and it works. But you were so desperate to shut me down and make me look foolish that you played along with it, and people are picking up on it. They realize what's going
on.
No,
they're not.
Yes,
I honestly don't think WFAN replacing Tom McCarthy, who did 162 games, with Gary Cohn, who went to TV, is the same as a woman telling her boyfriend that for the guarantee of the Yankees winning a World Series and her being given a hall pass, that she would choose her ex-boyfriend is even close.
And what's your theory for why I'm agreeing and saying there's no connection? What's my motive?
Oh, to just harp on and pile on Big Mac.
That's fair.
We were in that specific point of the conversation about how Tom McCarthy must have felt. I definitely 100% die on the hill, is a phrase you guys like to use, that that correlation between how that gentleman felt about what his ex-girlfriend said about, or his current girlfriend about her ex-boyfriend is very similar, or at least worthy to bring up, on how Tom McCarthy must have felt when the ex came back to do the important game.
And then got the best call of the series.
Right. That's all I'm saying. How Tom McCarthy must have felt and how that gentleman must have felt are worthy to bring up the audio.
I think I see no connection. I think you just filibustered for 5 minutes. You got nothing.
Do you have any other examples that you want to use?
Nothing.
Nothing.
He's got no, dude.
No other.
Like, just because you continue to say it doesn't make it true. There's no connection between
I would say
pass
this,
on
Evan,
a team winning and Tom McCarthy getting
this.
Bumped.
If he could give us, and I don't think he's got it.
What?
If he could give us another example to defend his position, I would at least say he wasn't really just trying to force the audio on us today. Maybe he's got a better example.
I need more examples now?
Yeah.
If you have one, it's not to say you don't, and you'll take the loss, we'll go home.
Well, I mean, how about you, for example? You want to talk about broadcasters? You coming back. I'm sure Giannotti felt very similar. So you, when you came back, the ex comes back, number one in afternoon drive. Right?
Well, there might be some truth to that.
I'm sure there is.
I'm on your side now.
Oh, I knew if I brought it up and made it about you, then I'd have a chance to win the
argument. That didn't flip me at all, by the way.
That might be that. You might have a point. You might have a point there, Big Mac. It is possible. The X is back.
The X is back in town.
The X is back. Look
out. You think Boomer wants to sleep with you?
No. And I'm going to be a really good guy right now. Leave it at him saying it, not answering it. Because that exact phrase was used by someone else that works in this building when I came back.
What exact phrase? The ex-girlfriend coming back?
Yep.
Or the ex-boyfriend
ex-wife,
coming back?
Ex-wife, whatever. Yeah. All good then. We're a happy family. We all get along great.
I could see that.
We have a fantastic relationship between all the shows for the first time since I've ever worked here.
Yeah, except that none of them respond to your text messages.
To be fair, Jerry Recker did.
Well, that's one person.
Jerry Recker.
Your ex-lover never wrote you back.
Hold on.
Uh-oh, another response?
I got two responses.
Uh-oh.
Al Dukes has responded.
Al Dukes does not count. And you want to know why Al Dukes doesn't count? Because during one of our commercial breaks, Craig called up Al Dukes and said, "Hey, Al.
Did you get the text?
I sent a message. Did you get it?"
Oh, it's like that now?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Oh, it's like that. It's like that now. Okay. Yeah. Al Dukes said, "Thank you for the invite." See, he only responded because Jerry responded first.
He responded because you called him up and said, "Did you get my message?"
Here's what he just said.
Yeah.
And he's off on Friday, July 1st. Okay, so it's not like you got to get up in the morning for the show, which I certainly would have respected.
Well, we'll all be having done it. July 1st.
Although when I did mornings, I still did things late at night, and I still came to work and did a great show and was the most listened to radio show in the history of America. sorry. Here's what he has. Ready?
Yeah.
"Thank you for the invite, but I don't like to be in New York City after 10:45 in the morning."
I respect it.
So he's out. Al Dukes is out.
Now, of course, none of us count that response, which is fine. So who else wrote back?
Keith McPherson.
Keith counts.
Wrote back.
Keith counts. Go ahead.
"Unfortunately, I'm out."
What?
"His one-year wedding anniversary is June 30th.
Oh, wow.
But to show you the classy guy that my main man, Keith McPherson, has said, "I checked with my wife. She would rather do something else for our first anniversary." I can't blame her for that.
So he asked her?
Because that's a good, like, if she was like, "I love it," he'd be in.
Sounds like a fun activity.
Right? So I give Keith credit for that. He tried. But first year anniversary is a big deal. So, right? Is it not?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I brought this up to you, but yeah. Bring it up now. Do you think like 5-year anniversary, 6-year anniversary, 7-year anniversary is a big deal?
I don't.
Because we have an event on my anniversary. I never said a word about it. My wife understands and we're doing it.
Was that the charity in Long Island?
Yes.
July 24th, your anniversary?
No, not that one. Different event.
August 28th?
That one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're doing this huge comedy show at the Paramount with the Gotham Comedy and our buddy Pete Alonso. But it's not till the end of August. You don't have to go to that, dude. You already know.
No, the truth is my anniversary is August 29th. I just wanted it. Was close enough. So I was like,
say this again. You're so douchey.
It counts as the same.
It does not count as the same.
It doesn't?
No.
It's not like an anniversary couple of days?
No.
See, we celebrate anniversaries very different in the Roberts household.
It's a one-day deal. A
couple of days of anniversaries. Yeah, true story.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
But you're coming to the event now.
Oh, of course I am.
Yeah, we'll tell you more about that. It's not to the end of August. It's going to be a huge deal. At the Paramount in Huntington, which is in Long Island. But we first things first, we have a comedy show June 30th at Gotham Comedy Club. And I tell you what, that's going to hurt Keith's candidacy for Pulse of the People.
If he's not showing up.
He's not winning.
Like, wouldn't the Academy Awards say, hey, you can't show up, we're not giving you the award?
No, they
don't do that?
They've been they want you there to the point where sometimes they'll tell someone, it'll be in your best interest to be there, that kind of thing. But if you're not there for this,
here's
you're
a
not
serious
winning.
Question. What if the committee calls up Keith and says, listen, we respect the anniversary.
Yeah.
It's in your best interest to be there. Would he say to his wife, look, I'm going
to
win the award.
You have to ask him.
I got to show up.
You ask Keith.
I wonder if that changes things.
But I don't think the Academy's done that. You're saying if they do.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got a legitimate chance to win. He's a legit Pulse of the People.
But then if I'm the Pulse of the People, and I'm not, but if I were, I would say this. Oh, it's only worthy to come if you're going to win. You lose on merit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tough spot, tricky situation.
Well, no, he's out. That's it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Evan, I have in front of me... How do I describe this?
Proof that Lindor wasn't injured by a door.
No. We never got around to that. We'll do that maybe on Monday. A virtual curtain. Two of them, okay?
Okay.
There are two different pieces of content for this show behind the curtain. You can pick curtain A.
B.
Or, let me finish. Or curtain B.
B.
Whichever curtain you pick... I have content for you,
B.
Audio content,
B.
that I'm going to play for you.
B.
And then we can discuss said content
B.
prior to the blame poll.
B.
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 Do you want to change it to A?
B.
Okay.
I changed it. A.
Now you're going A.
I just cracked myself up. A. Yeah. A.
Is it A or B?
A.
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 A. Okay.
B. I just want to piss you off late Friday afternoon. No, I'm going with B, in all seriousness. Jokes aside.
Final answer.
Final answer.
B.
B.
Okay.
A.
B. Do you know who Rusty Harden is?
Oh, yeah. James Harden's cousin.
Rusty Harden.
No, he's the lawyer for Deshaun Watson, and he's a world-famous lawyer. He was also the lawyer for...
Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. God. Okay? Ugh. He's a very well-thought-of lawyer in Houston, Texas.
Ugh.
Rusty Harden, for some reason, much like a few other lawyers for Deshaun, have decided to go on a media campaign. They were on Real Sports,
mm-hmm.
and I guess earlier today, Rusty Harden... went on a radio station in Houston, Texas.
The last time he went on that media tour, you mentioned Real Sports, another woman came forward to join the lawsuit.
It backfired.
It usually doesn't work.
Yes, a 23rd woman came forward and said he did some improper things during a massage session, okay? Rusty Harden decided to go on the radio today and discuss, well, how do I put this? In a manner that children can listen to it, because I know right now there are children driving to, I don't know, Barclays Center to see Justin Bieber, for example. Like, I know there's a young man from Morris County, New Jersey, whose name is Patch,
mm-hmm.
who's a diehard Bieber fan, and pleaded with his friends, please, I want to go see Bieber, I want to go see Bieber. And I understand he's getting to go see Bieber.
What about all the kids going to Yankee Stadium or Madison Square Garden?
Oh, yeah. And then there's a lot of kids.
Justin Bieber.
No. Biebs is the best. Okay. I'm a believer. You know that. Anyway, Rusty Harden wanted people to know that one of the acts that Deshaun Watson might have been accused of enjoying
mm-hmm.
at the end of his massages is actually... not illegal.
Right.
Play the audio.
I don't know how many men are out there now that have had a massage that perhaps occasionally there was a happy ending. All right? Maybe there's nobody in your listening audience that ever happened to. I do want to point out, if it has happened, it's not a crime. Okay? Unless you are paying somebody extra or so to give you some type of sexual activity, it's not a crime.
He just wants to make that clear.
Oh, thank you.
He wanted that to be in the public record that on the occasion a happy ending took place, as long as you didn't pay for it, it's not a crime.
Yeah, I think this is brilliant. Actually, brilliant work by Rusty Harden.
Yeah.
Because most of the guys listening who've ever engaged in that activity are going to say, that's true. It's not a crime. I agree.
I've done nothing wrong.
Yeah. He's got to stop talking, man.
He's got to stop talking,
What does this do?
Like, he's not helping Deshaun Watson right now. You know, a 23rd woman's come forward. Now he's talking about that.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, you won.
Yeah.
There's no criminal proceedings here. Two grand juries said... we're not going to indict.
Yeah, but he's still trying to win the civil case.
Dude, walk away happy.
No, I'm with you.
Without the ending.
Wow. The ending is Deshaun playing football.
Ladies and gentlemen, before the blame poll, Pat is in Manhattan. Pat, what do you got?
So, marriage is a partnership, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course.
That's right.
I do not think that you're pushing Keith McPherson hard enough.
How's that?
He's new to the team. Because he's new to the team, yeah. And you're letting him off too easy. The wife, one of two things is going on here.
Yeah.
One, the wife is being completely unreasonable. Or two, he's not telling you the truth and he never asked her. This is really bothering me because I have worked on my anniversary 5 out of the last 6 years. My wife understands what I do for a living.
Yep.
I have to be out there at night. And she's like, hey, this is a partnership. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it next week.
Pat. Here's the point I would make, because I agree with you about life and marriage being a partnership, but you also have to pick the battles you want to have. And I think what Keith has decided is he doesn't want to pick the battle of the pulse of the people on my anniversary versus game 5 of the ALCS in October. You know what I mean? So I think it's just a battle he probably doesn't want to have, and I respect that.
Actually. Well, here's the only thing I would say. Listen.
I disrespect it. I think he's absolutely wrong, Evan. I cannot agree with you. I'm with the pulse of the people would say that the wife needs to... Now, look, if he was trying to give that Rusty Harden line of defense to get out of a happy ending, that's not working. That's not working. But what we're talking about here, is a work obligation. And this is somebody who's been at the station for a long time. But it's, and he should show more respect to Craig.
I appreciate that. But it's not about me, per se, and I hear what you're saying,
He's almost implying you run the pulse of the people, and I think that's an accusation that's baseless.
I've won the pulse of the people 6 times. I'm a finalist again. Okay. But I don't run it. I got nothing to do with it. And it's not a work obligation.
Right.
It's an add-on. Now, would I like him to be there? Of course I would.
No, I think Keith is making a statement, which I respect. He's saying it's more important for me to go to certain Yankee games or Nets games than post to the people. I respect that.
No, he's not.
That's absolutely what he's doing.
Those games don't take place at his one-year anniversary.
No, but there are moments.
He's saying my wife is more important than the pulse, and he's right.
Of course he's right. But it's a battle you'd have to have. If you say to you, like if I went to my wife on our anniversary and said, look, there's a really important Mets game I want to go to. She may eventually say yes, but it's going to cost me something else down the road. I know you're too busy talking to Big Mac, but I just made a point. What the hell are you yelling about?
They said we got to do the blame.
Bro, you're going to get your airtime at midnight tonight. Calm down.
2 o'clock in the morning, actually, and that has nothing to do with it.
You want to do the blame poll?
One or the other. Break or blame poll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm
not sure about that.
Thank you, Siri.
She said you're welcome.
Hey, Siri, is a happy ending without money legal? All right, time for the blame poll.
What we need to do now is get focused and stop pointing fingers. You're a problem. You're a real, real problem.
Look what you did, you little jerk. What the hell is wrong with you people?
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
Don't blame it on sunshine.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't blame it on
moonlight. All right, Evan Roberts, the Von Rohr Equipment Corporation blame poll. Who do you got?
I haven't thought about this guy in years. I try never to think about him.
Really?
Single-handedly the worst general manager in the history of sports.
Here we go.
And this is not about me. This is not about the team I root for. This is about you. Everybody in New York is rooting against the Boston Celtics. You are. It's a Boston team. Their fans are obnoxious. Everything about last night made you sick. If you're a Knicks fan, I feel you. You hate the Boston Celtics. This monster was created by a pimple on the New Jersey / Brooklyn Nets history, and that's Billy King. Billy King went up to Danny Ainge and said, take it all. Just take everything. Now, my team is fine. We've bounced back from this. All right? Sean Marks cleaned it up. He drafted Jared Allen. He drafted Caris LeVert. Traded all of them for James Harden. But the Nets are okay. They're in their own place, and they've recovered from that trade. But you know who hasn't recovered from that trade? All of us. Because we have to deal with Jason Tatum. Because we have to deal with Jaylen Brown. And there's nothing wrong with those guys. We have to deal with the people of Boston. The people of Boston are celebrating because Billy King was the single worst general manager in the history of New York sports. You don't have to like the Nets or care about the Nets. Knicks fans, this is about us as New Yorkers having to deal with that city celebrating. And they're celebrating because Billy King was a terrible general manager. Billy, I've never forgotten you and I'll never forgive you. Your ass is on the blame, Paul.
Don't blame it on moonlight.
Okay. Well, mine's a lot easier.
I feel better now.
I just have two words for you. Joey Gallo.
That's it. That's, I got nothing else.
Blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie.
Eighth inning, one out, bases loaded.
I really thought bases loaded, one out, eighth inning down, 1-0. He was hitting a grand slam. I swear to you.
Why did you ever think that?
The reason I thought it is I felt like Joey Gallo's moment. That stadium last night was the loudest it's been all year. It was a great crowd. It was electric. Am I crazy?
Yes.
Big Mac, am I crazy?
Yes. I didn't think Grand Slam. I thought he was going to come through, though.
Why?
I just had a weird feeling. I thought Gallo was going to come through.
He never comes through.
No, I know.
He's a strikeout machine.
Because he's due.
He's overdue.
He's very due.
He's like 3-minute popcorn. It's no good.
You don't have to get I'm just reference. Being honest with you, man.
Did you get that reference?
No.
I mean, that over, overcooked popcorn?
Yeah, because popcorn usually takes 2 minutes. So 3 minute popcorn is overdue.
He's more overdue than that.
Yeah, it's overdue.
He's more overdue than the book Trumpeter of the Swan that I took out of elementary school's library that I still haven't returned.
Trumpeter of the Swan?
Real book. Look it up.
I'm sure it is. Sure
yeah.
It is. What's it about?
Trumpeter. It's about a swan that can trumpet because he's different. It's a swan that's different.
Is it
different.
The Ugly Duckling book?
It's sort of a version of the Ugly Duckling, except this swan has like a trumpeter.
How does he play the trumpet without fingers?
With his mouth.
Yeah, but wouldn't that just be one note?
No, you can play monk, but you cheat. Have you ever played the trumpet?
You got three things on
top,
brother.
You could
brother.
Also change the way you blow.
No, you cannot.
Yes, you can.
Not for different pitch or different notes.
Bro, I played the trumpet.
You got those three things on top.
I understand, but your changing of the mouth changes the notes as well. The way you blow changes the note.
How do you blow?
Well, if you blow... You son of a... If you... Okay, I'm going to try to do this. Because it's true.
Isn't this...
Yeah, but if you blow lightly, it becomes a higher pitch sound.
If you
blow like, it can be low.
I didn't know that.
So it depends
I thought
how
there
you blow.
Three buttons on top.
No, it is. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect is the way you do the with the mouth.
Huh, Al Hurt never told me that, but okay, if you say so. How long did you play the trumpet for, Evan?
About 2 years.
Oh, is that right?
Short period of time. Then I quit to play baseball.
Well, you just had no friends growing up, did you?
No, we all had trumpet. To take an instrument.
Excuse you?
I played the trumpet and the cello.
Look at him.
You played the cello?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You were like a trombone guy.
No.
Because usually the big guy would play the trombone.
No.
Yeah.
I was stereotypeless free when I was
I apologize.
And by the way, before you make fun of Big Mac or me.
I played the cello and the trumpet.
I played the trumpet in elementary school and then the cello in junior.
You were in the freaking marching band, dude.
Yeah, playing the drums.
So?
As dorky as the marching band is.
Marching band.
The drums.
So?
Yeah.
I quit band and played baseball. Sucked at it, but I had fun.
How long did you play the skin flute for in the high school band?
If you're referring to the trumpet, I didn't play in high school. I played in elementary school.
Oh.
So really 2 years.
You started early then, huh?
Yeah.
Got it.
I actually had a solo in, and I played Aladdin.
How is about that right?
Yep, full circle.
Yeah, my son was Aladdin.
I know.
Anthony.
I know.
Yep.
No, I thought he was the genie, not Aladdin.
He was Aladdin.
I thought he was the genie.
No, he was Aladdin.
He was the second
one. One step, crack of the pop.
Oh, you're right.
One step.
Now I recall that.
That's your favorite song.
That is my favorite song.
One step.
They're not going to believe I'm broke or I'm trying.
One step. Ba-da-da-beep-bop.
I forgot that.
No?
Love that
one step. Do-ba-da-do-do.
Head of the bad guys.
One step.
I don't know. I think I'll take a stroll around the block.
One step. Yeah, that song has been played 9,000 times in my house in the last 3 weeks.
Sure it has, man.
Yeah, it's time for a new show. Like, let's get Lion King cracking. Let's go, buddy. Take control of your apartment's climate and electric bill this summer with the Habitat Smart Thermostat. Brother Supply, the guys who always have your AC equipment in stock, are now taking your home comfort to the next level. With the Habitat Smart Thermostat, wireless Wi-Fi control, built-in leak protection, installs in minutes, controls up to 8 air conditioners wirelessly. You made your apartment a home. They'll make your home a habitat. Visit HabitatTechnologies.com for more details.
When we think about maintaining relationships, we think about our relationships with others, our boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, dads. But when's the last time you thought about the relationship with yourself? If your mental health has been taking a backseat for a while, reprioritizing yourself can be overwhelming, but you don't have to do it alone. Therapy is a great way to start your journey back to a healthier you, and BetterHelp Online Therapy makes it very, very easy. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy service, covering a broad range of specialties. They've got this comprehensive quiz that'll match you with the therapist suited for your needs, and you can easily change therapists anytime you want to find exactly what fits you best. BetterHelp is therapy that fits with your budget as well. Financial aid's available to make therapy accessible to everybody. So come see why over 2 million people trust BetterHelp for online therapy. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Evan. The website is BetterHelp.com/Evan.
Everybody has now responded to the text message. See, once Jerry responded, they all felt guilty.
All right, so let's go through them. What'd Boomer say?
Boomer gave the greatest response of all. I have to read it. I'm sorry, I have to read it, so I'm going to. Ladies and gentlemen.
Who said you weren't
going to
read it?
Your Biggs over there.
Oh, he's got to
calm
speed
down. Through it, okay?
This Please. Is the official statement from Boomer Esiason. Thanks so much for the invite. It means so much to me. It is with great sadness that I have to say I'm unavailable. Please give the Pulse of the People committee my very best, as I know how hard they work to select the winner. I am deeply saddened that I cannot be there to support the charity aspect of this wonderful evening. I hope all the nominees can appreciate what this award means. I hope the eventual winner can have happened to them what happened to me when I was fortunate enough to be the winner. It changed my life forever. It was as if I actually won the Super Bowl.
He didn't write that.
Swear to God.
There's no way he wrote that.
You want to take it? Take my phone?
Yeah, I got to see that.
Take my phone.
It's as if I won the Super Bowl?
That's from Boomer Esiason.
Boomer Esiason.
Good.
Holy crap. It's as if I won. Actually won the
that's
Super
right.
Bowl.
That's how you respond
wow.
to a Pulse of the People invitation, friends.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, I see. I'm seeing the other excuses as well, by the way.
Giannotti's out. It's his youngest daughter's first birthday.
Yes.
And Brandon Tierney is not responding.
No, Brandon Tierney responds. You know how on text messages you can put an exclamation point and you can laugh?
Yes.
Brandon decided to laugh at Keith's message.
Oh.
So wow. Brandon hasn't responded. He just chuckled that Keith's been married for a year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.